Are y'all ready?
What is this called? The message recap?
Message recap. You got this. You got
message it. Recap.
I believe in you.
What is the old one?
Doesn't
weekly
matter.
Follow
weekly
up. Follow
doesn't
up.
Matter.
Yeah, weekly follow up message recap.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we just rename this to just the TC podcast?
We should call it the somewhat weekly TC podcast.
The occasional follow up. The occasional weekly follow up.
That's what
podcast.
Makes it funny, though. That's kind of a joke now. It's like an inside joke.
It is an inside joke.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Hey, guys, welcome back to the Transformation Church Message Recap Podcast. We did it. We're back again another week in a row. That's it.
We're doing something. It.
We're back. John's with us. I'm one of your hosts, Justin Oswald, Executive Pastor at TC. Brad Livingston, the lead pastor.
Hey, yo.
John Sapp, our creative digital director. All things digital, not just creative.
Yeah.
And then Kyle's here behind the camera.
You can hear him.
Heard, not seen. Oh, John, your phone's ringing.
It's okay.
Is it your wife? Important.
It is my wife.
Oh, wow.
Oh, should I answer it on the
You should definitely
podcast?
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on speaker.
Oh, gosh. Make sure you tell
her first. No, don't. Don't tell her.
Hey.
Don't tell me what?
We're on the podcast. You're live on the podcast. Say hi, Savannah.
Oh, gosh. Hi.
She sounds like a caller that just called into a radio show.
Yeah. Do you have a question? do you have a question for us today?
No, gosh, no.
Oh, okay.
I was just calling to let you know that my doctor's appointment went well.
Yay!
Very good. Doctor's appointment.
I'll let you get
back. All right. Love you. Bye.
Oh, that was fun.
Well, that's good.
Long time listener,
first time
caller. Yeah. That's great.
Well,
anyways, we're back.
Yep.
Good times, man. Coming off a busy weekend. Very busy weekend.
Boy, howdy. Easter weekend. It was a doozy. My feet, after Saturday and Sunday combined,
I'm still dealing with a foot problem.
They hurt.
Yeah.
I'm still nursing a little foot problem right now.
You know, but them suit shoes, you know, they're not made to be on all day.
Nope.
You know, but then we were out here Saturday for the Easter egg hunt. Let's talk about that first.
Yep.
Easter egg hunt was great. Teams
Big
did awesome.
Success. Yep.
We, I think they had everyone show up that was serving 2 hours before the event, and that was unnecessary nowadays.
Yeah, we get it done pretty quick.
It was
now.
Cool in a good way. Like,
yeah, it was great.
There was so much prep work that was done and ready. I don't know how many people were here.
A lot, but
not as many as the other thing we do.
The trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat.
That thing's out of control. I don't know. And there's no rhyme or reason to it.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts. But there was a lot of people here, a lot of families, a lot of kids, you know.
I'm shocked
eggs.
That there were that many anyway. Spring break.
Yeah, spring break week. Yeah,
spring break.
We ended up with almost 600 kids registered.
Something like
that. Because there were some real-time registrations happening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I think they were like 600. So,
and then they're people.
Families. So, yeah, you figure there's probably close to, we do three per kid is what we usually do. So, it's 1,800, 2,000 people, three seg hunt, something like that. And then,
it was fun. And then, like, everything went smooth. Smoothest event we've done like that, big event
ever.
In a while. Ever. Just the whole cleanup happened fast and everything. It was great. The team.
Shout out to our dream team.
Teams are awesome.
Dream team was amazing.
I am so proud to be your pastor. You guys are just
fantastic.
Incredible. So, yeah.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Makes the dream work.
That's why they're the dream team.
Oh, hey, yo. I was just fixing that. I was lowering the sound.
When you said ayo, I thought it was because you did something like
that. No. So, yeah. No, it was literally fantastic. You guys are incredible. I love you guys. I know a lot of you watch. Most of you listen. You guys are incredible. Love you all.
It was great. And then Easter Sunday, that was a doozy.
That was a lot.
Four services.
It was a big day. You know, we had Resurrection Sunday.
To be
Christian about it.
Sunday. Are you saying that churches that don't use the word resurrection are not Christian?
I'm not saying that.
Okay. I'm saying they're going to hell.
Oh.
Well, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
Did y'all see the controversy of Elevation?
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. There was some controversy there, which...
It's all crap. But the controversy, they didn't use... So they don't use, like, blood of Jesus or...
resurrection,
or any of those things on their invites, because it's Christianese language that unchurched people don't use, frequent, understand, so they don't use it. Yeah. So
I mean, it makes sense.
I get it.
I get it too. Yeah,
but I also were around enough church people to get the other side of like. The thing is, like, you know, it is about the resurrection. That, like, that is kind of the thing, you know? Sure. So,
but that is like, the thing.
It is the thing. So, it's like, I get it. I mean, maybe that's a little far. Like, we do creative things in our marketing, but, like, we do use the term resurrect. I mean, that's what it's about, you know what I mean? Like, they don't use risen or any of that stuff, you know? I get it, but I don't know that we would go that far, but I also think there's a whole lot of probably griping about it that's a little unnecessary. But
well, you know how Christians are. Christians just need something to complain about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we need another church that we can hate more or whatever. With that said, I'm not the biggest Stephen Furtick or Elevation Church fan. I like their worship. You know, I like some of that stuff, but I'm not the guy that's like, I love Elevation or Stephen Furtick. I think I'm actually not the biggest fan of his theology or his doctrine or most of that stuff. So this is coming from someone that's not like a
lover.
Of him. A staunch supporter. Yeah.
Supporter is a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was, like, there's always, you know, around something, you know, something there. But but no, I don't know how we got onto that. But we're just talking about resurrection.
Yeah, we're just talking about Resurrection Sunday.
Resurrection Sunday. Yeah. I saw a funny meme. It was the face where they're looking up the woman, and it's like all the math equations.
Yeah.
And it was like something about pastors trying to figure out an explanation how Jesus Good Friday was on the cross, and on Sunday, how's that 3 days? Like three days later, he rose from the dead, but trying to figure out the Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You know, do you count thing. Friday?
Yeah.
Apparently, you have to.
So that was just funny, but
right. That's good.
And then I saw someone on Twitter. Someone was like, "How come Christmas is the same day?"
Would love an explanation for this.
But Easter
changes all the time. Yeah,
it's a great question.
I would really. I think we should start a movement to lock Easter in on the third Sunday of April.
I saw the answer though. Somebody gave an answer. It has to do with Passover. It happened during Passover, the crucifixion, right?
Well, can we lock Passover into the third week?
We got to talk to some Jews about that. Can you say that? Jewish people? We got to talk to some.
We've talked about this before. Tim Williams. We've talked about this with Tim Williams.
We got to talk to some Jewish people about that.
He's like, I don't particularly care for the term Jews. Yeah.
No, and I get it, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't a slight. Yeah.
They are, I mean, they're I mean, Jewish people are Jews. I think it has maybe a negative sound.
How can we Western Christianize this Easter stuff?
Yeah, can we lock this into the third Sunday of April? That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. No, but I think it has something to do with Passover. From what I'm saying, we need to get an answer. We need to look into this because that is a good question.
We'll get on Google while we're talking.
He's gonna Google it.
Because that's where all truth lies.
Yeah. Or you never mind. That's gonna make a joke. But no, we did a lot of prep, especially, you know, Kyle's team, production, Vince's team with worship,
a whole lot
of prep. What I like about how we do Christmas and Easter, this is how I explained it to somebody. I said to my cousin, I said it's a little less, we plan it less like a normal service, like we normally would plan a service, and we treat it more like a play in that the whole thing communicates a story. And think of it, I said, instead of like there being like the praise and worship part and then the message, like he may speak for 10 or 15 minutes and then they'll go into something else and then come back and it all is telling the same story. So it's like, instead of, it's almost like we use praise and worship to help preach the sermon in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's all one message told in different ways. It's kind of how I explained it, which we do Christmas like that a lot. Or generally,
That's kind of we've handed into this. Yeah, in meetings I'm over programming at the church. If anyone wants to nerd out over our church structure for a minute, I'm over programming, which consists of John, Kyle, and Vince. So, which is worship, production, and digital. And so we've over the years, John's been with us 6 years, Kyle's been with me for 26 years or something. We've tinkered with different concepts of how to introduce our content. You know what I mean? It's like, so do we want to try plays or introduce actors, spoken word elements? Like, we've tried all these different kind of things. And over the last, I think, like 2 years, fellas,
Seems like the last two years.
2 Christmases ago, I think, is when we were like, this is what we're good at. Let's do this from now on. We kind of locked into this thing where it's like, we're going to have worship and let worship be worship. We don't really want to tinker with it. And we want to preach a message, but we want to introduce high creative elements at different points in the service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Create, like what we talked about earlier, like a pulse where it's like you don't really go 10 or so minutes without catching another thing that like snatches you back into like what's happening. So on these big services, like, so we kind of found our groove where it's like we know what we're good at and what we're comfortable with. And so this past Easter was, I think, a great representation of that. We had the Constellation song, Long Live the King. So it's like worship, then Long Live the King, which kind of felt like worship, but it was obviously separate. And then preaching some Constellations and preaching some more in the video, testimony video, like, and then All Hail King Jesus. Even we got intentional with the end of service song, you know, because it's like we were preaching about Jesus being king. And it's like we're going to sing All Hail King Jesus at the end. And just kind of, that thread running through it. You know, and I think the creative elements that the programming team is responsible for really helps what you're talking about, where it's like every 10 to 15 minutes you're getting another shot of something.
Yeah. You know?
So
it's fun.
So yeah, but that's how we come up with the way that we approach these special services. So and we kind of do the same thing on other Sundays too, that some people have probably caught on to, like groups. We're launching groups. Kind of does that. Reframe kind of looks, Reframe's a little bit bigger deal because it's a full-on conference, but still very similar. Mother's Day, Father's Day, stuff like that. Like, you'll notice.
But definitely Christmas and Easter.
Christmas and Easter. For sure. Gets the most, obviously the most attention. We got 3 things per year that get like, it's all hands on deck. Everyone's working on it all year, and that's Easter, Reframe, and Christmas. Yeah, so.
But it was a good day. We did 4 services.
4 services.
We had 1,804 people in person.
1,804 people.
That's a record.
That's insane.
That's a record for us. Again.
Amazing.
Again, not that it's all about the numbers, but.
Every number has a name.
Numbers have names, right? So that's a big deal.
Well, especially considering, I mean, there are churches that have been in existence. It's not a competition. I'm just saying this, like, a lot of people labor in the kingdom to never get past 400 or whatever. And that's a testament to what God is doing, not what we're doing per se. If like, I mean, we've been 4 years ago, we were running 200 people or something like that. So
it's crazy.
Yeah.
We had 46 decisions, commitments for Jesus.
Yep. I think more of those are starting to roll in as we post some of these other things. So
yeah, just from Sunday, that filled out a card, let us know. So that's big. I mean, that's a lot of people.
Crazy.
The second, I can't get the service times right. I don't remember what we did. The 9:30, I guess it was
8, 9:30, 11, 12:30.
We had to come into our lobby and bring out every extra chair we have and have overflow. That was kind of gnarly in the last minute having to do that.
That was,
and then that
nuts.
Filled up and was over, and they were standing room only.
100 and something people in the overflow.
Yeah. So every seat was taken. It was cool. It's a good time. So you did not want to be late. If you were late, I don't know what you were thinking.
Bad idea.
You were standing.
Hey, shout out to our church, man, because obviously people were inviting people. Like, you obviously accepted the challenge and stepped up and did it. And thank you, because I'm telling you what, man, as the person that was preaching on Sunday, watching people that you can just tell God was doing something in real time in their life. You know what I mean? Like, people that I know I'd never seen before, people that were new to the church, people that was their first Sunday. I mean, there's a family. You can't always see well. If you're on our stage, you can't always see the audience's faces very well. But there was a section of chairs. There's 4 people sitting right in front of me at one of the services. And all 4 of them, they were just crying the whole time. And then when Constellations came on, they were wrecked.
Yeah.
They were wrecked. Like, it was
wrecked.
All of them raised their hand for salvation. All of them, I think, filled out a card and are, you know, filled out the form that they made a commitment to Jesus. And I got a chance to talk with them briefly afterwards. And they were like, we've never seen anything like this. We're so glad. And then they mentioned who invited them, which I don't remember the name. I remember not knowing who that person was when they told me. They're like, so-and-so invited us. And I was like, oh, great, so-and-so. But I don't know who so-and-so is. Like, I didn't recognize the name, which is fine. But I was just like, come on, man. Like, that's incredible that, you know, you guys did it. Like, thank you to our church that, you know, we talked a few weeks back about, like, a full house is not a reason not to bring somebody, right? And it's like, just right. because our church is full doesn't mean we won't figure out a way to get more people in, right? So as my boy Adam says, Adam Durso, he makes a poker reference when he preached one time, and I stole it.
Uh-oh.
He said—
Like that.
Well, he preached on the man getting lowered through the roof. He said, remember, four of a kind is always better than a full house. And I was like—
Wow.
I was like, that's good right there. So thank you for bringing people to meet Jesus at Easter. You did a great job. I'm very proud of you guys. And let me go ahead and say this. Invite them again. Because guess what? We're going to do it this Sunday. So hit them back up and be like, hey, listen, the way to make sure that you experience that again is come back this Sunday.
Keep coming back.
Here's my challenge to everybody out there. I got another challenge.
Oh, there we go.
And me and Pastor Dan, we're living this up, so I pray everybody else with challenge staff, challenge you guys out there. Invite them this Sunday, but this Sunday, don't just invite them to church, invite them to lunch after. And you and a couple people from church go to lunch and bring your people that you invited back to church and then bring them to lunch after and let them start getting into your life. Like, you know what I mean? Don't make it a high and by thing.
That's right.
Let's build some relationships, man.
Well, that's why that's the goal of the heavy invites and the special services on Easter and all that is like we know that there are people likely to come that may not would come normally, and then that's the beauty of a church like us that we're proud of having a healthy culture, because that's what people were saying in the lobby and stuff. People were telling us as they were leaving, is it always like this, and you know, things like that. That's a evidence of a healthy culture, which is not unique to just Easter Sunday. That is normal.
Yeah, it's always popping like
right.
this.
Right, so you know, for the people that got to not only have the good parts of the church service, but they were impacted by the other stuff. That was like, wow, there is a lot of people here. There is something going on here. There is, you know, whatever. I like the vibe, the vibe, you know, whatever. That's why that's important, because, you know, we'd like for them to come back and hopefully get plugged into Next Steps at some point and all those things. So, and if you're watching, speaking of, we got Baptism Sunday coming up, but we have a few slots left. We're going to go, I'm going to say it like that. So, if you were one of those people that made a decision and you want to be baptized, we have a few slots left. So, go register.
Yep.
It's going to be cool. So, we have a lot of baptisms on Sunday.
Yep. Shout out to John. Made some cool stuff happen. Did the video for Long Live the King.
Yeah.
Man, you get to make the videos and don't even get to see them when they're happening.
I know, dude. I'm sitting on the stage on the guitar. Well, that's what we were talking about in our meeting. I went back to watch the full service all the way through because, you know, I'm on stage the entire time.
Yeah.
It was cool to see Long Live the King, especially the part where the stone rolls away. But the moment that the stone rolled away, everybody got up. You know, and it wasn't just like this, you know, everyone was just sitting there as a stale thing. No, like actually things were happening. And although I'm on stage, I just couldn't.
Yeah, you can't grasp the full moment.
It, you know, just because it's like, well, I'm listening to this and doing that. You know, like, you know, when you can hear things, you can't see it kind of thing. You know, that
playing
whole thing.
Guitar. You got it. Yeah.
So being able to go back and watch it was cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was good.
It was a good service.
It was a good time.
Yeah, you guys killed it. Kyle, you guys. Studs, you and your team, it's phenomenal. So, great job.
We had a Dreamland ball.
The Dreamland ball.
skating rink ball.
Skating rink ball, disco ball.
Yeah.
Was that really from?
No. it just reminds me of Dreamland.
Who had that connection and where can we go?
Yeah, we had
They used to have a bunch of them hanging in the center. Yeah. Like on slow skates and stuff.
You got it from like out of town, right?
Yeah, I got it from PEG.
I have no idea.
What do they use it for?
Whatever you need a disco
ball
for.
Yeah.
You don't ask.
DJ.
Yeah, it was. We used a disco. Now, the one thing I'll tell you, two things. One, the moment was really cool. Like, we captured that moment the way I wanted to. Kyle will tell you. I've been dreaming that up for about 6 years since we were at AMC. I've been like, had this idea. Let's use the disco ball for this thing. And we'll hit it with like 8 different lights and it'll be a million light beams coming off of this thing. That was my, I've been able to see it. And finally for Constellations, I was like, dude, I almost didn't get it. I was like, God, you know what we could do? He was like, the disco ball. I was like, yes. and so we were able to do it and it just turned out really good. The photos that we got from that though. Yeah,
it was phenomenal.
Incredible. That one of Katie Poulos, I don't have it, but you guys can put it on. Like, they'll put it on the screen.
Put it on right now.
Yeah. that picture of that? Katie Poulos is phenomenal.
On our social account as well. If y'all need to see
it. She's playing the old fiddle.
Yeah, well,
technically it's a viola, yes.
That's a fiddle.
It's a big
one. All right.
It's an oversized fiddle.
It's a little bigger.
Different tuning, but yeah. So.
I wonder if she could play Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Technically, it's a lower octave, so like Devil Went Down to Florida. Yeah, that.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's a cool photo. It's a cool photo.
So good, man.
Yeah, they captured some good stuff, man. Shout out to the digital team. They rocked it on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that one too, a Mav.
Yeah, that's good. No, that was some cool stuff. It was fun. Next year, maybe we'll weave in some pyro or something.
Oh, yeah.
I did see somebody. Did somebody share that one where like it looks like a lava coming out from like the back of the stage? It was looks wild. Like lava
coming out from the back. I saw this.
Yeah, they had this like glowing water and like it
This is at a different church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, what? Why did I miss this?
No. I was like, someone sent it in like one of the IG reels. It's another group I'm a part of. But I was like watching it and like this stuff was like shooting out and it was like water. But like, you know, like the Blue Man Group where they have like the cool colors and stuff like that. It was similar to that.
I saw someone on Instagram with a pyro thing. It shoots up like it looks like it sparks like spark like a sparkler, I guess. But it's safe. Like you could touch it. It's like it's not hot.
Cold spark.
So I mean, if we have a bunch of those. Let's do that.
Jesus comes out of the tomb.
Rock love of 80s rock is coming out right now.
Yeah. That would be more for like, not that we would ever do it here, but like a July 4th weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So like, we got like someone bringing a real eagle to fly through the auditorium.
Yeah.
We're going to be caught up on one of those YouTube channels about about us being...
start your engines.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got hit with the
Super Bowl. Yeah, we didn't get caught up in that.
Oh, wow, we did.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's wild. And what we were doing wasn't even that crazy.
Yeah, it's not...
And honestly, I've been a fan of that channel. That channel, that guy's got some pretty good... It's theologically sound.
Well, yeah, for sure.
That's funny. Anyways, that was a good day. I mean, so today's Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday. Yesterday we took off since we had like a busy week leading up to the weekend, and then Saturday and Sunday it was like all hands on deck. We took off yesterday. Fantastic off day. I mean,
for you,
me and my couch bonded.
I'm so happy for you.
I don't know why. What's funny is we took off yesterday, but I felt great yesterday. Like I wasn't tired. I think I was still riding the high a little bit. But today I'm like.
I feel more tired today than yesterday.
So, shout out to Alani for helping us get through.
Yeah.
But, so today I'm a little more tired, but I was taking care of them. Just me and the dogs yesterday. Luckily, they were in a sleeping mood, so weird.
I caught up on my Curb Your Enthusiasm. The latest season is out. The final one. So.
How many seasons are there?
I think 10 or 11 over the years. I mean, they started 20 years ago. Then they did like a big break, and then they did a few, and then there was like a couple year break. But it's my favorite. That's who I aspire to be like when I'm old.
What's his name again?
Larry David.
Larry David. Larry David. Is it Junior? Larry David Junior? Just Larry David.
Just Larry David. But him in the show, not him in real life. I aspire to be like his character in the show.
I feel like his character in the show is him in real life.
It's not fully. Okay. It's exaggerated a lot in certain areas, but
well, then
but yeah. love it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
So anyways, well, I don't know how I got on that. But
yeah, we already started working on Easter for next year. So.
Wow. Hey. You got to do
the inception portion.
Inception.
You got to do it.
Never stops. But this Sunday, we're kicking off a new series.
Yes.
That's called the one called with the video.
You got it.
But God.
Nope.
Right.
How they do it.
How they yep. do it. But God.
That's kind of the same.
It's kind of the same. Kinda,
yeah. Same words.
Yeah. So how they do it.
How they do it.
Yep.
How they do it.
It's going to be a good series.
It is. It's going to be some good.
Yeah.
Lots of testimonies, good stories.
There's going to be some sad stories.
Sad, but also powerful.
Yeah. They all have redemption.
Yeah. But it's going to be, you know.
Well, that's what. So, yeah, it should kind of give people what was interesting was how they do it. So we did this series 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
2015?
Yeah, 2015, is that when it was?
I don't know. I just
it was around. I said a year. I knew it was after obviously Transformation Church, but it was on Fairfield, so it was around 15
before my time.
But we had different stories. The only story that's the same is Tommy and Cindy's, I think. But
but so many people don't know it.
But that's the thing. It's like we were sitting, you know, and I was at a small group recently, and we were talking about Tommy and Cindy's story, and I was like, yeah, you know, Tommy and Cindy's story, and they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, and I was like, well. And then it hit me. I'm like, oh my God, dude, there's so many people in our church that don't know that story. And that's a doozy. Yeah. Like Tommy and Cindy's story and the testimony from that story is incredible. It's like literally stuff that a movie's made out of. So
yeah.
And there may be a movie made out of
it. Yeah, there's actually a chance that it might become a movie. Yeah. But all that to say is that's really special. But, you know, then there's a lot of stories that are in our church that are from I would call them the OGs, people that's been with us for a long time, you know. And that when we sat down, I was like, man, we need to tell some of these stories that we just haven't really got a chance to tell, or at least we didn't get a chance to tell them from this perspective. There's a couple newer ones. I mean, Sean and Terry, their story's in there, and they've been with us for a couple of years, you know, two, three years. I think there's going to be – I think this time we kind of tried to go out of our way to bring in some stories that I think would resonate with a different audience than the way we did the series back in 2015. So yeah, really good. Yeah. Fatherlessness and abandonment and identity. Really tried to get some stories that spoke to that, as well as marriage and anger or loss.
It's a lot.
Whatever. So
I feel like we hit quite a bit.
Yeah. So it's going to be good.
That's exciting. It's be a good one to bring people back to.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what I mean? 100%. Yeah. So because everyone struggles, and that's why it's like everybody's got something they're going through.
Everybody hurts.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that sounded so much like the song. I wasn't sure if you were playing music on your phone or.
he brought up the Spotify.
Yeah, but everyone struggles, so everyone can resonate with it. So, yeah, it is a good one to bring your friends back to that you brought to church, because it's like, you know, it's going to be like a stories that they can to some degree resonate with or be inspired by at minimum, see how God works even in our pain. All those things are going to happen. It's going to be really, really good. So
strong series.
Yep. And then we got First Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Before this Sunday, we have First Wednesday.
When
does this come out? Tomorrow?
This will drop.
If you're listening to this today, there's First Wednesday tonight.
At 6:30.
Yeah. April 3rd. So,
at 6:30, First Wednesday. That's fun. First Wednesday is fun, especially the way we do the teaching is good and all that. But
we still do teaching and stuff.
Yeah. We were in staff meeting earlier today, and I was like, "Who regrets not making it a night of worship?" And I raised my hand.
You can do the old youth pastor trick. We're just gonna have Q&A.
Yeah, let's do a panel. Let's do a panel.
That's Kiefer. Didn't prepare.
I didn't prepare a message. Yeah. 100%.
So there's the First Wednesday, and then if you've been with TC for the last new to us over the last few months, what month is this? April. So when was the last one we did? December.
December.
So if you've been with us from the end of December
till now.
I want to invite you to the Coffee Guy Cafe on Davis Highway.
This Sunday.
This Sunday at 7 p.m. for a thing we do called the meetup. So three times a year, we invite people that are newer to us to come hang out and get to meet our staff and our leaders and our pastors and all that stuff. Yep. It can be, as we're growing, it's hard sometimes to get to know people in the lobby, or maybe even if you've gone through Next Steps or whatever, you've met certain people, but you haven't met everybody. It's a good way to kind of connect with our leaders and our staff and pastors and all that. So we rent out the coffee guy.
Yep. Yep.
So if you've been with us since the end of December, if you haven't been to one or been the end of December to now, you're invited. Yep. If you've been to one, you're cool. Stay home.
Yeah. You're cool. Stay home.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been there. You've done it.
What he's saying is we have limited space. Yeah. Don't take up our space.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't.
We're so glad you're here. Literally, but yeah.
Well, that and it is hard. What Justin's trying to say is is that A, it's limited space. B, the pastors also have limited time. And so if you've been to one already, we've probably had a chance to talk with you and for a few minutes. There's going to be a lot of new people we haven't got a chance to do that with yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're there again, there may be new people we miss, and we want to make sure we try to capture a moment with new people, with all of our staff. So that's what Justin was saying.
Exactly. I thought it was self-explanatory.
For those that it wasn't, now you know.
Also, and we'll take care of your coffee. Just come hang out with us at 7 p.m. this Sunday, Coffee Guy Cafe. Mm-hmm. Not the underground, the new one.
Not the new one.
The older main one. Location. The main one, yeah.
That would be Sunday, April 7th, if you're listening to this.
So that'll be cool. So come hang out with us. Love to have you. We actually, what's cool about that is we always end up like I think you've done it, is you've connected with people who are interested in like your area of stuff you oversee.
Yeah.
And they get to like have real conversations and, you know, ask questions and stuff that maybe like even Next Steps doesn't answer necessarily. Right. Yeah. So it's cool. It's a good time. It's a good event. We've done it. I don't know. This is the second year we've done it, I think. Maybe third.
Probably third.
We've done it a little while.
Yeah, we've probably done it eight or nine times.
Yeah, we do it three times a year, but and we have good results because people can could connect and put like names and faces together and actually have a conversation outside of the lobby while you're leaving and trying to, you know, say hi and meet.
Yeah, Sundays are just a little chaotic. You know, it's hard to you know, how did you hear about our church? Where do you come from?
Right.
What's your story? You know, we don't get a chance to really do that on a Sunday morning, so we try to. The meetup's kind of our solution for that, and you know, because
that stuff matters to us. It's just hard to do it on Sunday.
Yeah,
so we want to. We carved out time, and we invest in it to be able to do that. So
it's
true.
It's good. We put our dollars where our heart is.
Mm. Write that down.
Just like you should.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, dropping bombs over here. Wisdom bombs.
That didn't age well. I don't think.
It didn't.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah. So come on out. It's going to be a good time. So first Wednesday, it's going to be a good time. Meet up if you're new. It's going to be a good time. This Sunday, going to be a great time. Three services. You know, who knows? Four services is on the horizon. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming. So we're going to.
Listen, I was whooped after that fourth service.
Yeah. Don't say that. You got to change your mindset. You got to be energetic.
He was energetic. He said after he was.
I'm just saying, we gotta have a good.
I'm ready.
It's a mindset.
Listen, someone asked me, they were like, could you do this every Sunday? I was like, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if you called for it, yeah.
Sunday at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, I'm not leading no more Sunday night small groups.
Don't call me at 4. You know?
Yeah, but I'm good while I'm there, you know.
People
say, why 4? Because you can't go to 5.
You can't go to 4. Can't go to 5 until you go to 4. That's right. Yeah, so that's me and Jake Hedden were just talking about that. He's like, I remember being in the room when you announced we were going to 3. And the dream team being like, 3 services, like that's wild. And someone was like, why are we going to 3 services? And you're like, because we can't go to 4 until we go to 3. And everybody was like,
what?
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, we do have the building expansion going. But, you know, listen, at the end of the day, this is what we're here for. This is what we do.
Listen, the largest church in the country is Life Church out of Oklahoma City. They have almost 50 campuses. Every building and asset they own is paid for.
Yep.
They have a staff of 1,000 and could have more if they wanted it.
Yeah.
They have some locations that run seven services.
Seven services.
They could afford to build bigger buildings and do one service, really, if you wanted to put everybody together. But,
why I'm just saying, like,
the largest church in the country that has all these campuses and all these resources believes in multi-services because – and they're even – that's their strategy now when they build a new building. They don't build a 1,000-seat auditorium anymore. They build a 600-seat auditorium and would rather go in having five and six when they launch that campus.
Yep.
Six, then building a 1,200 seat and doing two.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the goal.
Because one, just the finances, like those buildings sit empty 6 days a week. That's those rooms sit empty 6 days a week.
That's it.
But there's just something to that too, though. I mean, I think culturally, the you know, having all the people in the hallway and it feels like there's something going on, and like, because there is, you know, that's just, I think that's part of the fun of it. So
yeah, you don't get you know, completely engulfed, if you will, by the size of the beast. You know, it's just like you still can feel like you belong, and it doesn't matter how big the church is, you know, and that's the beauty of what we got, you know, going on here.
Well, part of the thing we did yesterday, on Easter Sunday, is you asked everyone to fill out the Connect card because there's a survey. We're asking about service times, right? Like,
yeah,
what service times people may be interested in attending. And I know there was some in the evening, right? There was like a 6. Wasn't there a 6? There was a 5:30 and 6? Yeah,
there was a 4 and 5:30, I think, or something like that.
Was Saturday on there? I can't remember. Did you ask about Saturday?
I don't remember. Let me go
look real fast.
It's still there.
I feel like it was there. Because I looked at the data this morning. Anyways, but people have asked me over the last few months, like, have y'all thought about doing like a Saturday service? The problem with that is, I think for us, is it's like we wouldn't want to do that unless we could do two.
Well, yeah, correct.
Because to just do one, I feel like you don't get that vibe in the room.
No, 100%. So, yeah.
You know,
so
you know, to just do like a Saturday at 5:30 would almost feel weird in a sense.
No, yeah. We didn't add one for Saturday.
No, okay, that's probably why, because we know that would be.
We know, yeah. Well, there's a few reasons for that. One, what you said is correct. If we ever add if we ever separated from the bulk, meaning the bulk is 8, 9:30, 11, 12, like that's the bulk of services. So if we ever created something different, Sunday night, 4 o'clock or whatever, you would do two. The reason for that is it's hard. You have to create a worship one, serve one opportunity for those two services independent from the others so that you can cultivate culture again. If you just had one service and a bunch of people are coming back from, say, the 9 a.m. service to serve at a 6 o'clock service Sunday night, they're gassed out. They don't have the culture in them anymore. They've already used all that early in the day. So now they're having, you know, we all know what it feels like to wake up from a nap and be like, right. So it's that kind of thing. So you're essentially creating a whole new church that operates, and both of their services are during that time block, which is why we talked about the PM services. So Saturday night, that would be very difficult. And then you add to that, like, the hard thing that we contend with here in Pensacola is the beach, which is very difficult. The nightlife now is a big deal. Right. And then the last thing that honestly is probably the biggest kicker for us is college football. College football season, them Saturday night services going to be empty.
Well, yeah, so the people that really love, I think, Saturday night services are like people that work on Sunday. They would go to church, but they work.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that is such a small percentage. You know, it's like you need 80 people. You need 80 of your volunteers and your team to show up to put on a service for 50 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that just gets, at some point, you start wearing people out. So that's probably why we wouldn't do a Saturday at this point.
But we did give another option for them to click the box and put Saturday night or whatever. And, you know, we didn't get a ton of interest in the Saturday night thing. But all that to say is we got to know where the slots are. It's good. But
Leave the Connect card up probably for the next day or so. But we'll probably take it down here soon. So if you haven't filled one out,
we'll run it. I think our goal is to run it to the end of the week. Our goal. Yeah. So.
All right. And then before we leave. Run and get one of the discs, Kyle, on the thing.
While he's doing that, we want to make sure. Do us a favor. If you are a Pensacola, if you are a Transformation Church regular and you have not filled out the Connect card, we need you to, even if you've already filled one out, previous years past, weeks past, months, whatever. Do us a huge favor and go fill out the Connect card. MyTC.life will take you to our central hub, and there it says Connect card. You can click on it. One, it just helps us keep our database updated as far as information. Sometimes cell phone numbers change, you moved, whatever. That's always good things to double check on. But then there's also some data that we want to get from you in regards to service times and topics and some of those things. Even some of you that are listening right now, if you got saved on Sunday but you didn't find a Connect card, that's data we would love to have. Every number has a name. We want to know who you are. We want to be able to lead you properly. So all that stuff. So please, if you're listening or watching this and you have not, if you're a regular, still go fill out a Connect card.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyhow, we were gonna we got these new things on Sunday on the back of every seat. That's to tap the disc, right? Instead of having to scan a QR code or whatever, you just tap your phone. Now, thought maybe we have a little lesson here on the podcast, because if you can't just like. You can't tap like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you do it just like
you do just like you do. You do just like tap to pay. You know what I'm saying? You hold your phone there. So. Okay, Kyle's going to hook it up. I didn't think about that beforehand.
Bring a whole chair in here.
Now listen, it uses NFC technology. So on an iPhone, it's at the top. If you have an Android, it's somewhere in the middle. So if you have an Android phone, you may want to hold the middle of your phone of the disc. For an iPhone, you can hold kind of the top of your phone. It should work when your phone is locked or unlocked. Nate was telling people to unlock your phone and do it, which for him – when you unlock it and did it, it pops right up. So some people were having a little trouble, but I also didn't see what they were doing because they had trouble. You know, if you're like my mom, you probably you took tap literally and were like, oh, it ain't working. Yeah. It's like, well, it worked. Well,
the thing is because I even did it.
Love you, Justin's mom.
I did a quick too, just to test it out. I did a quick. It still pops up after a few seconds.
All right, here's the sample. All right, John, how can we...
There we go. Ready? Yeah, there it goes.
It pops up, you click it, and then...
Boom, there it is. It's got to use this facial recognition stuff.
And then it takes you to our central hub, where all of our stuff is. Now, some people were claiming that they have bad cell service in our building. That's very, very true. So, yeah, he just did it. We have a guest... Yeah, which we have Verizon, but we have a guest Wi-Fi network, so make sure you get on the guest Wi-Fi when you're in the building. Because here's the cool thing, I don't think a lot of people know this, that MyTC.life, if the tab doesn't work, just visit MyTC.life in your browser. That'll take you there. That central hub has a Connect card, it's where you give, it's got information when we have events coming up, but also there's one of the big things you see first is message notes. Yeah. So, you know, we give out message notes when you walk in, like paper notes, but some people like digital. And you can fill – there's digital notes out every week that you can fill out on your phone and then email them to yourself. Mm-hmm. So, like, all that stuff is there at the – when you tap or go to mytc.life. So it's kind of cool. So, anyways, just want to throw that out there. It's new for us. It's a new thing that that came out. Like I said, if you have an iPhone, it's at the top. If you have an Android, it's in the middle. But it's NFC technology. Just like, you know, pay when you pay at the – gas station, whatever, you can use your phone. Apple Pay. Yeah, like Apple that. Tap Pay. All that stuff. So, anyways, if you had issues with it, try it again. It's cool. So
that's what we're going to do next. We're going to give you Tap Pay options on the back of the seats for tithing. So you can just, I'm just kidding. That's not
right. That's what it does.
Well, I mean, it can do that, but we're not doing that.
Anyways, I think that's it there, boys.
Kyle, did you drill another hole in this thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing it?
Yeah, so, it works.
Yeah, we
it works.
Big things happening, guys. We're so excited for literally. We're a little tired, so I may not be like full of, but
we are excited.
Well, literally are. So there's so many cool things happening, and again, just an honor like to be leading a church full of such amazing people. You know, I think that was one of my big takeaways from this weekend. It's just like, golly, we have amazing people that love Jesus and they love people. And if you're not connected to any of those things, then let us know. We want to get you connected to it. Yeah. The vision's moving forward, but the vision moves forward when more people say yes. So maybe you're out there say and you're like, yes. I love the church, but I'm not serving in the church. Come on, let's go.
Say yes.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah.
Why say no when it feels so good to say yes?
I knew he was going
to
say that.
You know?
So, yeah.
Anyway.
And we had like 80 people check the box that they wanted to be part of the launch team whenever we get ready to do that. That's crazy. Yeah. So we're gonna be working on some stuff, y'all. Because I think there's some people that are ready to hit the road with us. And
yeah, we're probably gonna start doing some deep dives with that soon. That's why, like, to his point, going in and filling out that survey to update your information, you know, because when we're planning, things like zip codes matter, where you're coming from. If you're driving across town, you know, like, those things matter when it comes to planting another campus. So having good data for you on our end helps us plan for things like that. So if that's you, you know, because if we went in our system and pulled the data of everybody who comes from like 325-70 or 71, you know, the Pace area or something like that, if we found out we had 200 people driving over from Pace, well, that gives us data to say maybe campus. We should go to Pace and put a dang campus and let them people not have to drive way over here let's do the thing out there. So
we want to plan where we have the most influence, because where you have influence, you can create impact. And so it's not just about us growing in people. It's also about impacting the community.
That's right.
And so, like, if we have 200 people over there, that's small groups, that's outreaches, that's everything that we can do. So, those things are super important. So, make sure you go fill that out for us. You can also do it through the Church Center app, by the way. That's what I was just checking. If you got a Church Center app, you can click on Connect Card in there, wherever you're at.
If you're a part of the church and you don't have the Church Center app, you're missing out, because that's where you manage your whole profile. That's where you can give. Your giving's there.
All the good stuff.
All your groups are there. You can talk to your groups. The whole thing's it's all there. So get the app. You can go to our website if you don't have it, transformationchurch.com, or go to mytc.life.
mytc.life has the resources at the
bottom. It's there. So,
All right. Well, hey, listen, we love all of you.
We do.
Super proud of you guys. Love you as a church. And, let's get ready to see God do some super cool stuff. By Easter next year, there'll be some significant changes happening here on campus. So, it's going to be awesome.
Big stuff.
Big things popping.
Little thing stopping.
There you go.
So I've been saying that for years.
You have,
I literally have.
Yeah. So, all right, John, great to have you. Yeah. Kyle,
prayer club,
always. Yeah, Justin.
Yep.
Love you guys. We'll catch you next week for another week, another sermon, another message recap podcast.
Later, guys.
Later.